done for us, what he's in the process of doing. And if you'll declare with me, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my spirit does perceive what your Holy Spirit is saying to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to take you on a short trip back to Hebrews chapter 4. And this is kind of where we left off on Tuesday. Not that we missed the mark on Tuesday, but that we would be able to go a little bit deeper. Verse 12, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of my heart. Not somebody else's, but my heart. And I do believe that we underestimate why the word is so important. Because we're so accustomed to trusting our emotions that we go with our thought patterns without checking. Is this God or is this me? And sometimes we go with the me part. Because what? We're used to it and we're accustomed to trusting what we know. But yet, the knowledge we have is based in what? From the wrong tree, exactly. It's from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Well, if they were really of God, then, and we go on and justify. Amen? So, if we are criticizing Adam and Eve for eating of the wrong tree, what are we doing? Can't accuse them, can we? The habits are still the same. We judge according to our thoughts. We judge according to what we've learned. And some of what we've learned is not the Holy Ghost. Amen? It's not from the Word of God. See, the Word of God is active. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates and the dividing of the soul. You know, we had a testimony earlier today about how the soul takes you for a ride. And you go with the ride until somehow there's a check that comes. And when that check comes, you say, oh my God, I got caught again. And then, of course, you've heard some of the confessions. So you know you got caught. But the Word of God separates the two. Is He at work in you and me? The motivation of my heart. Who activates it?
The motivation of our heart? The Lord does.
Yeah. And how about the soul?
That's us.
How many of you know that you're getting better than you were?
Oh, yeah.
All right? See, Joyce Myers brought that out one time, and I said, oh my God, she's giving us a compliment. We are stronger today than we were yesterday.
Yes.
So we're on a journey. Even though we've got all these teachings behind us, we're still sometimes struggling. But the Word of God separates the soul. It also judges the thoughts and the attitudes of my heart. But verse 13 is so awesome. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Yay, God! Amen?
Amen.
Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. That's the part that hurts. We must give an account to Him. One person today spoke about how they had uncovered someone's nakedness even though their body is in the ground. And I wanted to respond because I can recognize some of that and how quickly we are looking at someone's failure. Yet, If we look at the scripture, you can look at King David and all his messes.
And he had the heart of God.
Yeah. And today, in the heavens, he is one of the top aides of the heavenlies. You have St. Paul, who's a murderer, killing Christians, probably a jihadist, from Jehovah's point of view. Okay? And the legalism that he was living in. So how can we blame those that are in Islam? When Christians were killing, what?
Christians.
Yeah. And approving the stoning of Stephen. Yes? And what did God do? Did he throw a fit?
Letter.
He didn't write a letter. He didn't throw a fit. Wait, did he have a plan for Paul?
Yes.
What was the plan for Paul? He was still Saul at the time. Who was he? He was a pain in the butt. Yes or no? He was planning to kill some more Christians. He had the papers. The officials of the country were on his side. And God said, ha ha, I got a trick up my sleeve. Jehovah sneaky. Yeah. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
you know how to hide,
you know how to hide
until the right moment.
And
you will strike. On behalf of our Heavenly Father.
On behalf of our Heavenly Father.
And take care of some of those killers.
And take care of some of those killers.
Like you did with Paul.
Like you did with Paul.
Nothing is too big for my Father.
Nothing is too big for my Father.
He will draw.
He will draw.
From those that are deceived. And that are in strong delusion. Including me.
And set me free.
And set them free.
Set them free.
Nothing is hidden
from your sight.
Hallelujah. Verse 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. That's the best news in town. He can sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Have you ever listened to a whimpering dog? And you felt sorry for him? Have you ever watched your religious self go to the Lord with a whimpering attitude?
Yes.
Looking and feeling like a dead puppy?
Yep.
How quickly would you and I pay to attention a whimpering animal who is really just acting out? If a child comes to you with a whimpering attitude and you know they're whimpering and they're feeling sorry for themselves and they want what you have the ability to give them and they are putting on an act,
come on.
How long does it take before you can see right through their act?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do they have to be 2 or 3 or 4 or 6? No, it doesn't matter what age. You can see through their act. You know what they're up to. You can be, oh my God, do you think you've, but no! Don't go to God like that. Go to God with the fullness of knowing that you are righteous in His eyes. You've been washed in His blood. You can go to Him. You can go to Jesus, your high priest, and remember that he has compassion on you. Your waggy tail will tell you what?
Nothing.
Your droopy ears will not make him feel better. Might make you feel better. Amen? What am I saying to you? He's got your case. He's got his sight on your abilities. And when you come to him and you declare the righteousness of Christ, and you say, I am your child, Father, and I'm coming to you, and I'm expecting boldly to say, you have got a plan for those that I'm hurting, for and with. You've got a plan. Now close your eyes, because I don't want you to look at each other. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Those that I wonder about.
Those that I wonder about.
Like St. Paul.
Like St. Paul.
You might have them in your sight.
You might have them in your sight.
And you've got a plan.
And you've got a plan.
A Holy Ghost sneaky plan.
A Holy Ghost sneaky plan.
To land them on their butts.
To land them on their butts.
At the right time.
For their right reason.
And change them. And heal them. You might even blind them for a while.
But I know
that your ability is beyond measure. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So you can take care of these kids. And even the elders. The parents and the grandparents. The relatives on all sides. Your plan is unlimited. Salvation is mine. And my household. Acts 16:31. Guarantees. God is on the job. I will not falter. I will not hinder his plan. By whimpering. Or putting on an act. And get rid of my unbelief. I haven't been able to do it. So I humble myself. And trust in your grace. And your favor. To set them free. Like you're done with me. Don't stop, Holy Ghost. Do the work that only you can do. And draw them to yourself. And multiply what's in me. That is of you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.